Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It is time for The Bigger Picture.
And what's on the bigger picture is over in the United States, apart from the tweeting frenzy, it's all about how the House is asking for a bill in order to give a deal.
Yes. I'm giggling a little bit this morning because all of what's been going on with the stimulus this week is reminding me of a song that is in the latest Mary Poppins movie, and it's called Turning Turtle. And it's all about this confusion that one minute something is up and then it's down. And it reminds me of Donald Trump this week.
Of course.
Which is stimulus not happening until after the election, and then suddenly a mini stimulus deal, and then...
Soon we'll have umbrellas and we can fly.
I would prefer that.
Hopefully something gets done. And of course, we now are 3 weeks away from the US election. So a lot of posturing and markets trying to figure out what to do from here. And to get a bigger picture, I've got Gary Dugan. He's the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Morning, Gary. How are you doing this Friday morning?
Very good, thank you.
And so, Gary, let's get into it. We've got a US elections coming up. How are investors adjusting their portfolios ahead of this? Because there is so much uncertainty, volatility. Are you seeing more people just moving to cash and sitting on the sidelines now?
We certainly seem to see that. I think from many of the surveys of strategists and CIOs, they're saying that they're very concerned about the time around the election and therefore have taken some protection for portfolios by moving into cash or bonds. But we think that's probably, you know, let's just say, where will we be in January? Where we'll be in January is that the government will have got its fiscal budget through and it will be $2 trillion going to the US economy. So this is a very, very short-term tactical view.
So in terms of just protection, hedging, you mentioned cash, bonds. What is happening right now, I guess, in terms of expectations? How are markets likely to react to who wins? What happens when Joe Biden wins? What happens if Donald Trump wins? What are the potential scenarios that will play out?
Yeah, I think the market certainly, as we've been hearing earlier, you know, they're certainly believing now that there's a greater probability of Biden winning. But for the market to make a lot of progress and to take some of these fears away, you'd have to say that someone's got to win emphatically. So I think at this point, you'd have to say the only candidate out there that can win emphatically, given the polls, is Joe Biden. And the reason we need it to be emphatic is we don't want this drawn out in courts going through until January.
Yeah, so you need a very clear mandate or sweeping victory from either side. And Joe Biden seems to be the leading candidate according to the latest polls. And I'm just looking at this from the lens of the report that came out earlier this week. You've got U.S. lawmakers issuing this recommendation to break up big tech companies. If the Democrats do win, they are saying there's a higher chance of these recommendations becoming law and the big tech monopolies will be broken up. Is this going to be bad news for the FANG stocks and the technology sector?
I think the knee-jerk reaction of most investors is it will be bad news. But I think also people who kind of remember back to when AT&T, the big American telecoms company, was broken up into what were called the baby bells. Mm. There's actually a lot of value realized. And sometimes if you look at someone like an Amazon or a Facebook, and you don't realize the number of different businesses they run, which if they were standalone and quoted in the stock market, in aggregate, could give you a higher valuation than where both Facebook and Amazon sits today. So I think near term, yes, it'll be seen as a problem, but longer term, actually, it could create a lot of value.
Yeah, so this is an interesting, I guess, discussion to have. You've got U.S. stocks now under the crosshairs. Is this actually the time to cut exposure to them with so much regulatory uncertainty hanging over them? Should you now be rotating elsewhere to other sectors or even looking to Chinese tech companies instead?
Oh, I absolutely agree with your last statement. I think it's just a lot easier when you definitely want to be in technology companies longer term. They're one of the few sectors that are going to give you double-digit growth for the next 5 to 10 years, and therefore go where the regulatory risk seems to be lower. And you know, and things calm down on the trade war front. I think Chinese tech companies still do very well.
Yeah, what's your take on valuations now, Gary? You've got tech companies really on the run. Is there enough fundamental support, the fundamentals with all the structural shifts in the economy? Is that still going to sustain this push and market rally behind the tech names?
I think so. A couple of points. Firstly, these are the only companies in the stock market, in very broad terms, seeing upgrades to earnings forecasts from the cuts that we saw earlier this year. And secondly, growth stocks are a very small group of the economy these days. You don't get companies with double-digit growth. It's a fraction of where we were even 10 years ago. So there's a scarcity value to tech stocks and the characteristics they bring an investor.
Yeah, we're chatting with Derek Dugan. He's the CEO of the Global CIO Office. Now, Gary, when you give your advice to your clients, what is the recommended allocations, and I guess where do you like most in terms of markets and sectors right now? Where else should you be looking for value and opportunities?
Yes, in terms of the geographical split, we've been certainly moving more money towards Asia. The first stop for Asia, of course, is just the obvious places. I think, you know, China is getting a greater following than we've seen in two decades. And even Japan is coming through with some good performance. So major markets in Asia. And then people will say, well, wait a minute, when we get a virus, where do I jump into? And then I think you probably include Europe, although it's still early. So those countries and markets that are down double-digit year-to-date, those are the places that people have got one eye on. And the day that either we've got a vaccine or there's a material improvement in the global economy, they'll be in for the smaller Asian markets, which are down 20%, and some of these European markets that are down 15 to 20%.
Hey, and Gary, just to wrap things up, right, we are heading into the fourth quarter stretch. We've got earnings coming up. We've got Christmas coming up. Are there any seasonal plays to look at? For example, traditionally, you've got Christmas as a boost to retail stocks, but I think this year is very different. Is there something to look at as we head towards the end of the year?
Well, actually, I think people will want that kind of positiveness. So I think consumer discretionary stocks still do well. You know, whilst a lot of people are suffering in this terrible environment, I think they'll want to wish it away. And therefore, I think if you want to buy one sector, consumer discretionary is still the one.
All right. Gary Dugan, he's the CEO of the Global CIO Office on the Bigger Picture. Gary, thank you so much for your time this morning and have
thank
a
you.
Great weekend in advance.
Thanks.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.